For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Maine Governor Janet Mills isn't promising the moon, but her pledge to deliver high-speed internet statewide by the end of 2024 could be life-changing. Tens of thousands of households are still using old and slow technology. John Moore's company, Fiber Solutions, is one subcontractor for the build-out.
I'm really surprised at how many homes in the state of Maine never had access to the fiber until now.
During COVID, Moore says kids and parents came outside to watch his workers, knowing they'd soon have high-speed internet to do their schoolwork and play video games.
They were just ecstatic. So excited to see the bucket trucks and linemen come through their neighborhood putting up fiber optic cable. It's going to be a game changer for that generation.
The fix is estimated to cost $600 million. Right now, with federal, state, and local funds, they're about $100 million short. Part of that money is coming from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which also has $5 billion to help school districts across the country move to electric buses over the next 5 years. Sandra Brown has more.
In Missouri, the EPA's Clean Bus Program has awarded 26 school districts funds to move to low and zero emission vehicles. Heath Oates, superintendent for the El Dorado Springs School District.
Our diesel fuel costs are tremendous. We're going to save around $200,000 a year is my initial estimate, which is the cost of 4 beginning teachers with their benefits.
Funding will first go to areas spread across long distances, typically with lower populations. That includes rural, low-income, and tribal public schools. Areas that may also have concentrated pollution from abandoned coal mines, oil, and gas wells. Here's Oates on the benefits.
I would definitely say that resiliency and us being able to control costs locally in a way that we can't if fossil fuels are our only choice.
Meanwhile, in Wyoming, Republican lawmakers want to ban the sale of electric vehicles to protect their fossil fuel economy, they say. 15 other states have moved to ban gas-powered vehicle sales. I'm Xander Brown.
More than a third of the nation's Mpox cases, previously known as monkeypox, were in Appalachia, according to the CDC's count last fall. Now, two pharmaceutical companies are providing funding to teach healthcare workers how to better serve patients who have been predominantly gay and bisexual men.
We have a lot of rural county health directors and rural county commissioners who really don't come in contact with a whole bunch of gay folks. So they didn't know how to have the conversation.
Tony Young is leading the effort for West Virginia's Community Education Group. Making people aware a vaccine is available.
We got to give people a little help, got to give them a little training, got to give them a little awareness, and got to give them the opportunity to do better. Because it's like the old saying, when you know better, you do better.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.